Big tech continues to censor conservative voices. And here's One America's Jessamine Dodd with more on how one browser is seeking to advance free speech.
As you know, big tech is being accused of censoring free speech. We saw in the release of the Twitter files, big tech censored the conversation around COVID. And when you use Google, you don't always get all of the stories, except what mainstream media wants you to see. Now there's another way to find information, a browser called Tusk. Here to give more insight into the censorship of conservative voices is Jeff Berment, CEO of Tusk Browser, the first and only freedom-first web browser with uncensored news. Jeff, thank you for joining me. Tell us a little bit about your browser.
So I decided to build this browser after I realized that censorship was really hard and ongoing, and therefore building it was kind of an interesting project in itself. And what we try and do is bring to the forefront conservative news, so it's easy to find, because as you were mentioning, in the censorship, they're burying most of what we have to say or most of what we want to read. And not that you want this to be a mirror of who you are, so we believe that you should see all sides. But primarily, our goal is to bring conservative search and news to the forefront.
And we saw platforms like Twitter suppressing news stories and information about Hunter Biden's laptop. Did this revelation lead to what you say is a need for truly free speech web browser?
Yes, that was the cause of why we wanted to build it. Was I felt the election, if you want to talk about election being stolen, it was stolen because the news did not get out and it was censored about the Biden laptop. And once again, I'm for fair elections, but when the government tilts it one way or the other and the news organizations go along with it, it's time for a new ecosystem to come up, which allows conservatives to at least see the news.
And with elections, the U.S. voters do get a majority of their information from online media. So how will Tusk help to keep elections fair and open?
So when you go on to Tusk, you'll get to see not only just the news feed that's conservative and it'll bring you top stories, but you also, when you do research, let's say you decide, hey, I want to find out more about the Biden laptop. Well, you'd be able to go on our search and you'd get the conservative viewpoint, because what Google, DuckDuckGo, and others are doing is they're burying those stories. And we've tested this over and over again with the major search engines, and they bury them on page 6, 7, 8, and they know through studies you're not going to go see that information.
Well, you mentioned DuckDuckGo, so how does Tusk compare to, say, DuckDuckGo, which touts itself as a secure browser?
It is a secure browser. We're a secure browser as well. The big difference is DuckDuckGo, people get confused. They think DuckDuckGo is giving them conservative stories. But when you sort of do the search, you're going to find out that's not true. And so that's what we're here. We're here to give you the same type of privacy that you want, as well as giving you the conservative news.
Okay. Well, Jeff Berment, CEO of Tusk, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, and have a great day.
Want to see more videos like this? Visit onn.com for immediate access to all the clips you've been waiting to see.